Well, hello people, how are you? And here's another upstanding femon. This is a dental practice manager. Well, she was. And over a period of years, she plundered £250,000. She altered checks and put it into her own account. And she ended up with a rather good wage, considering she only worked 16 hours a week. And what did she use the money for? Well, handbags, shoes, clothes. You know, femon's important things. It wasn't to feed the poor, I can tell you. And I think this went on for at least 7 years. Until she was found out. And of course, in true feminine form, she denied it. And she blamed her colleagues, saying that they had some drug issues or something. But then she changed the story again and said she was having an affair with the owner. But he didn't want to tell his wife. So he gave her the money, which is another lie. Now, when the investigators got involved, she eventually pleaded guilty. Well, she had to. I mean, by the look of her, she could at least use the money for a makeover. Anyway, she was sentenced to 6 years and I believe 9 months. Then the judge said that she betrayed the trust of the owner of the company and her work colleagues. And he also said that she has shown no remorse. I guess he doesn't know femons like we do. Now, I know we see a lot of these stories now. It doesn't mean to say they just started to happen. They've been happening for years. But finally, people are starting to see the scams and deception and how femon lie to cover up their scams. Generally, even when they're caught with all the proof, they still deny it. Think of the owner of the company who she accused of having an affair with, what his wife must think. So she could have destroyed his marriage as well as his business, which was struggling because he didn't know where the money was going. Do you think this femon cared? Of course not. Let this be a lesson to a lot of people out there. Never trust a femon 100%. It's funny, really, because this femon already looks like an inmate. She should fit in very well. Take it easy, fellas.